months.
Hard.
Coach, you mentioned the points in the paint. How much is that a balance of, like you were talking about, this is urgency, or just the way Toronto wants to play with having so many guys that want to attack, put pressure on the rim, and score the paint?
In the NBA, there's almost no player that can guard one-on-one full speed now. There's a few of them, I'm sure, that are out there. So when you see space, you see no one in front of you because the ball is being protected at the outset, let alone the ball. You have to take care of the rim first. Their commitment to driving the ball, you know, means you need to not just have one player out there. You know, when someone's coming in, there needs to be two or three guys that are running into shifts to stop the ball, as opposed to running to the man who are not running. That moment comes immediately, and you know, something they will be very good at. They change that very quickly. They switch. They have arms or ankles, whether they will not, you know, throw some passes. So, a lot of things go into transition defense, but I think the biggest thing is just the urgency mentally to get back. Protect the rim and stop the ball. You need more than one guy. Stop the ball, but that was the space they were seeing. And by the same token, in half court, we have to do a better job staying forward. Even in those situations, if there's, you know, there's some Brandon Ingram's a really tough one-on-one matchup, but that's the point. It can't be a one-on-one matchup. You know, you've got to shift, let him see bodies, and that team defense. I've seen our guys. Focus just has to be there, and has to be there on the level. And there's a lot that we need to take from tonight, and not get ahead of ourselves. And in my mind, we've got, it's obvious we got a long way to go when we watch tonight. But I felt like that's not necessarily a bad thing. You've got a long way to go, and you feel like you can get there. But getting there is the key. Took some pain tonight, and we need to take that adversity and learn from it. And from an X and O standpoint, transition defense, actually, there is a tactic to it, but more than that, you just have to sprint and get out.
Taylen Johnson, a huge positive tonight, reminding us once again just how much of a playmaker he is with 22 points and 8 assists. What did you see out of him in this first game back?
Well, it's good. It's good to see him out there. He's one of he loves playing, and I think he's been really focused on the things that he needs to do to help our team win. And I thought he'll be the first one to throw his hand up and say he needs to do a better job defensively in transition, which is also good. Some of the things that he was doing on the offensive end, attacking in space and making plays. is something that, that we need as a team and that he's capable of doing.
Coach, I've heard Coach Popovich after a tough loss sometimes the shots go in, sometimes they don't. After a loss like this, were you okay at least with the shot selection you got from your guys?
I think we can give better shots. And when I say that, there's opportunity, you've heard the expression, could be great. They wrote a book about it back in the 90s. So that when you get in the lane, we want to attack the paint. We took a lot of shots where the ball didn't hit. And there's times when the rhythm, the transition, those can be good shots. They're open. But other times when we are able to drive the ball and get in the paint, we talk about having our eyes out. There's people on the perimeter that we can make an extra pass and play with the pass in the situation. So there's a balance there. I didn't think we found it tonight. We have an unselfish team. So it's not a question in my mind of guys being selfish as much as it is kind of understanding and raising our awareness. The fact that there's people that are open and you've done your job, you get in there and there's a crowd. By the same token, I didn't think we had the same urgency spacing. So there were times when we went in there and there would be open people if we ran harder on offense. So.
You talked about pregame, the defensive rebound being a stop, obviously, with how the defense plays out. I'm curious how you felt the physicality of tonight's game maybe impacted some of the effort on the boards.
Yeah, I think we have to be the aggressor. People are crashing the glass, if you allow them to contact, push you under. Any rebound that's long, it's going to be hard to get. So I think that's the last. As a defensive forward, and that's a bookend, right? I mean, first of all, transition. You don't get a chance to play that. And then we did have some possessions where we did guard, and those are the possessions where we need to get kills. We need to close plays. That's when you get rewarded for it offensively. That hurt us particularly in the first half. We need to get some stops.
Coach. Hi. Zachary Richardson, just talk about his game today. He's a little aggressive offensively.
I'm sorry, he was what?
He's aggressive offensively.
Yeah, and he's been that. He's finding a good balance between, I think you saw him attack the rim in transition that one time when he banged up his ankle and had to come out. But he's done a good job of running and spacing, and that's why he's open. And he's shooting the ball with confidence. And we need him to keep doing that. We've got a lot of guys that they care, and our levels just got to come up. We've got to come up collectively. The team, I've said it, this team, its strength is to play as a team. You don't get a chance to do that if you don't take care of business and give up 86 points in the paint. That tells us we're not as connected as we're defensively with guarding the ball, but then people are going to get beat. That's rotation. The next rotation and then it's
good. Coach, how much did the foul trouble specifically tonight seem early kind of fade what you guys wanted to do throughout the game?
It's hard when one of your better players gets a foul trouble. No question about it. In Dyson's case, it's impactful. I don't want to point to foul trouble is more than that. Dyson clearly can make a difference, but even Dyson, if he's running back and he's by himself, we're not getting stops. We need to defend five guys collectively.
Coach, I know this was only one game, but in years past, we've struggled to get off to a fast start. It's cost us down the line in trying to get into the playoffs. What can you tell the guys going into these next couple of games to keep us going, to make sure we don't fall into that hole again, because it's cost us in years past?
Yeah, I think every year is different. First of all, I think this is, even if you date back, it's hard to look back 3 or 4 years. I think this team, growth process going to take some bumps, you know. And I think the challenge is you got to help you get better. And, you know, we know the schedule. We know we have a tough schedule. Want to win every game, you know. So I'm always a little reluctant to look at record early in the year. That's again not to say to your point, right? It's relevant, for sure, of course. But I think this is a team we have to clean up the things that we didn't do well tonight. That we'll have opportunities to win games. Off to a good start. You know, I don't think we're focused on the little things and the habits and the hard work. There's just some shortcuts on the court for all five guys. That's where our focus is.
Yeah, Quinn, that third quarter in particular, they hung 48 on you. I think you went 12-12 for the win, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Did something change after halftime in particular?
You know, they usually at halftime when you go through, the things we talked about at halftime were the same things we're talking about right now. So I think on some level, you know, that's got to sink in, you know. And you oftentimes you get a moment at halftime, you're able to kind of regroup, you know, raise your level in that situation. That didn't happen. John, I guess the biggest thing I can say is we got to know on a deeper level what we need, how this team has to win, you know, and it starts with that. I think part of it too, when these things are, you know, it's circular too, you know, it's simple, I should say, when a team is running, we're getting out of the lane and in, more stagnant, I think you build. And, wasn't that different than the rest of the game, although statistically, clearly it was a spike. But I didn't think they converted more. It was a little worse, but we just didn't get back. You know, that quarter more than others. Portions of the game where we really did a good job at that, in general. And there may be some things that were more extreme. You certainly felt it, right? And that's what it was worth. It would be good to see the tape, and if there's some other things that are differentiated in that quarter from the others. But my gut and feeling, you know, we were calling timeouts, trying to stop run, if you come out of timeouts, the message would be similar. We just never were able to internalize it on a level that's deep enough, and that's what we need to do. And that's just getting back, which is, that's a very obvious one. That's right. So,
thank you.
All right.